On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria reaching a high of 24 tomorrow. Johannesburg 22. Mbombela up to 23 degrees. The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse says the 2026 deferment of the R2 legislation confirms long-standing warnings. They say it's a broken system rushed through without public consultation and also published with unreadable regulations. The Department of Transport announced earlier today that the implementation of R2 will be postponed to next year in July. Alta CEO is Wayne Devenage.
In order for it to work in South Africa, we are far from ready. It is a very complex process, and what's made matters more difficult, and this was always going to be a challenge for R2, is the fact that a number of municipalities are withdrawing from the R2 or the whole RTIA, the Road Traffic Infringement Agency's management of the traffic fine system.
In other news, the acting police minister, Feroz Kachalia, believes government's revised strategy aimed at tackling gang violence in Gauteng will help bring peace in affected communities. Cliff Shiko was on the ground when the minister visited Reiger Park and Westbury.
Kachalia says the revised anti-gang strategy will tackle drug-related crimes and the proliferation of illegal firearms. He says the government has allocated funding for the implementation of the strategy.
Young boys who are being recruited between the ages of 13 and 19. They're supposed to be in school.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Reiger Park, Ekurhuleni.
And the Kampepe Commission of Inquiry into delays in prosecutions after the Truth and Reconciliation Commission has been postponed to the 26th of November this year. Families of victims are frustrated, and one of them is the Minister of Human Settlements, Thembi Simelane. Her sister disappeared in 1983.
More delays is more harm to all of us victims who are here. But we understand. We'll come back at the time we reconvene.
And the death by suicide of a student at Nelson Mandela University, Tabiso Nini, placed the matter of mental health among students in the spotlight once again. Nini is the sixth loss of life in 2 months. The CEO of the organization Higher Health SA, Dr. Ramnik Aluwalia, once again stressed that challenges in this regard is of global concern.
In South Africa alone, for every 100,000, there are about 23 young lives that we lose to suicide, to a level that it's prevalent in TVET colleges, it's there in rural universities, where our media is not there, our social media is not strong.
Moving abroad, US President Donald Trump has threatened the BBC with a $1 billion lawsuit. It's about the editing of a speech he gave just before the 2021 US Capitol riots, and a source close to the US president's legal team confirmed the news to AFP. Now, this follows news that the BBC apologized for editing the speech in a way that gave the impression that Trump made a direct call for violent action. And finally, the Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube, says the new Funda Umphumelele National Study will drive real change in how South Africa tackles early grade reading. The year-long study will test reading in all 11 languages and help shape strategies to boost literacy from foundation grades. For a recap of today's big stories, visit jacarandafm.com, click on news. That's it from myself, Marlene Fushia, and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.